The rich businessman Raymond goes to meet his new son-in-law-to-be, Ben. He says to Ben, "So tell me, Ben, my boy, what do you do?" "I study the theology," he replies. "But Ben, you are going to marry my daughter. How are you going to feed and house her?" "No problem," says Ben. "I study theology and it says God will provide." "But you will have children. How will you educate them?" asks Raymond. "No problem," says Ben. "I study theology and it says God will provide." When Raymond returns home, his wife anxiously asks him what Ben is like. "Well," says Raymond, "he is a lovely boy. I only just met him and he already thinks I am God." The central theme of today's readings is a challenge to live like the Lamb of God and to die like the Lamb of God. The Gospels clearly show that the suffering servant is Jesus. The early church saw aspects of Jesus' own life as sacrificial lamb and mission as universal salvation, foreshadowed in the servant songs, and the church refers to all of them throughout the liturgical year. Jesus was consecrated and commissioned to engage in a ministry of universal salvation. As God formed Isaiah from his mother's womb as his prophet and a light to the nations, we too are called by our baptism to be that same light to the nations, revealing the Christ. While the call and consecration of John the Baptist by God commissioned him for the important ministry of becoming the precursor of Jesus, it was Jesus who consecrated and commissioned to bring salvation to the world. As precursor of Jesus, John gives testimony to Jesus in today's gospel. John the Baptist gives testimony to Jesus by pointing out that he is the Lamb of God, a man who was before me, the one on whom the Holy Spirit remained, and the Son of God. John's disciples called Jesus Rabbi. Andrew calls him the Messiah, and Nathanael Bartholomew calls Jesus Rabbi, Son of God, and King of Israel. Jesus completes the Christology with his own declaration that he is the Son of Man. John the Baptist introduced Jesus to the Jews as the Lamb of God on the second day. He repeats it on the third day. Lamb of God is the most meaningful title given to Jesus in the Bible. It is used 29 times in the book of Revelation. It sums up the love, the sacrifice, and the triumph of Christ. John's introduction probably brought five pictures of the Lamb to the minds of his Jewish listeners. A lamb was brought to the temple on the Day of Atonement, that is Yom Kippur. Placing his hands over its head, the high priest transferred all the sins of his people onto the animal. It was then sent into the forest to be killed by some wild animal. One lamb was sacrificed on the black altar of the temple every morning, and another was sacrificed every evening to make a continuous sacrifice in order to atone for the sins of the Jews. The Paschal Lamb, the blood of which saved the firstborn of the Jewish families in Egypt from the angel of destruction. This lamb reminded them also of the Paschal Lamb, which they killed every year on the Passover feast. The Lamb of the prophets, which portrayed one who by his sacrifice would redeem his people. The gentle lamb led to the slaughterhouse, as mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 11, and like a lamb to the slaughter in Isaiah chapter 53, both refer to the sufferings and sacrifice of Christ. The Lamb of the Conquerors. This was the picture of a horned lamb on the Jewish flag at the time of Maccabean liberation war, when it was used as a sign of God's conquering majesty and power. The great Jewish conquerors like Samuel, David, and Solomon were described by the ancient Jewish historians as horned lambs. Christ as the Lamb of God is a title familiar to each one of us. In the Eucharist, at the breaking of the bread, we proclaim in word or song what the Baptist said. Our traditional fraction anthem is, Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us and grant us peace. In this prayer, we give a triple expression to our deepest understanding of the identity and purpose of Jesus Christ as the Lamb and our Lord. By his life of love and sacrifice, we believe and affirm that he is the one who was to come, who came and continues to come into a broken world to take our sins upon himself.